Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 6th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. An Apple PR rep tells The Verge that the company will not be making an Apple Silicon version of the 27-inch iMac, which would replace the Intel chip model that it discontinued in 2022. Apple says it's focusing instead on the iMac line on the 24-inch model that it released early in 2021 and updated with the new M3 processor this fall. The rep, Starlene Meza, says buyers who want a 27-inch should consider the Studio Display and Mac Studio or Mac Mini, although obviously that option is more expensive than the all-in-one design of the iMac. OpenAI is readying a new ChatGPT update. According to leaked screenshots and videos seen by The Decoder, OpenAI will have a new marketplace where users can share their chatbot or browse those made by others. SEO tools developer Tibor Blaho shared a video of the UI for the feature that demonstrates a GPT builder option that lets users enter a prompt. An example would be make a creative who helps generate visuals for new products to create a new chatbot. Elon Musk announced Sunday that his artificial intelligence startup xAI will be integrated into his social media platform X and also be available as a standalone app. Musk also said xAI released its first AI model, a bot named Grok, which was released to X Premium Plus subscribers on Friday. xAI is working on AI tools that assist humanity in its quest for understanding and knowledge. And Grok has been designed to answer questions with a bit of wit. Epic Games was back in court Monday in San Francisco, the latest in the ongoing case of Epic School to do away with Apple and Google taking a cut of sales through their mobile app marketplaces. Previously, Epic was unsuccessful in most of its claims in a similar case against Apple in 2021 and failed its appeal earlier this year, at which point it petitioned the Supreme Court. Okta said last week that in the case of unauthorized access to its systems, it now believes the attackers accessed files belonging to 134 customers. Okta likes to point out that 134 is less than 1% of its overall customer base. Five of those were targeted in session hijacking attacks. Three of those customers have said so publicly: 1Password, BeyondTrust, and Cloudflare. Okta has since disabled the compromised accounts as well as blocked the use of personal Google profiles with Chrome on Okta-managed devices. It's also taken other actions, including binding Okta administrator session tokens based on network location, so they can't be stolen and reused from other locations again. Discord tells Bleeping Computer it will start making links to hosted files refresh every 24 hours by the end of this year. Discord says this is designed to fight the spread of malware on its platform, since that gives it more ability to restrict access to flagged content. Finally, Samsung may launch the Galaxy S24 earlier than expected. Traditionally, Samsung launches the new Galaxy S phones at the end of February. But last year, the company went early February. Now, SBS Biz from major Korean media company SBS says its sources say that Samsung will launch the Galaxy S24 on January 17th, 2024. That would be just after CES. The S24 is expected to be marketed heavily on its AI features, including a lot of on-device processing. Certain analysts believe the earlier launch might be meant to increase revenues in the quarter as the chip market bottoms out. Fan editions traditionally are more affordable versions of flagship models with some specs lowered. The Galaxy S series hasn't had a fan edition in 3 years. It might be time. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone, and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.